Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're focusing on the often overlooked aspect of our well-being, the health of our soul. That's right, we're talking about a healthy soul. Let's get into it. A healthy soul is the foundation for a fulfilling and meaningful life. When your soul is nourished, your mind is clear, your spirit is at peace, and your heart is open to life's possibilities. But so often, we neglect the care of our inner self needs, focusing instead on external achievements, material gain, or the validation of others. A healthy soul invites you on a journey inward to nurture, heal, and strengthen the core of who you are. This podcast today, this episode is about learning to care for your soul with the same intention and love you would give your body, relationships, or career. It's about finding a balance, embracing self-reflection, and tending to the wounds and wisdom that live inside of you. When your soul is healthy, you move through life with clarity, purpose, and peace, no matter what storms may come your way. Through different reflections and practical guidance and strategy, we will uncover how to identify the sources of the inner unrest, clear out what no longer serves you, and cultivate habits that bring your soul back to life. It's time to prioritize your inner well-being and embrace the transformative power of a nourished, healthy soul. Because when your soul is whole, your life can flourish. And it's such a beautiful thing when you're able to flourish in life and see all of the possibilities. But we often prioritize physical and mental health. But what about the health of our soul in a world that can feel noisy and disconnected? Nurturing our soul is essential for finding inner peace, purpose, and connection. So this episode isn't about religious or spiritual jargons. It's about recognizing the importance of our inner selves, understanding the elements that contribute to our healthy soul, and cultivating practices that nourish our spirit. We're going to get real and raw about the challenges of tending to our soul and explore how to create a life that is both meaningful and fulfilling. We'll explore the key components of a healthy soul, discuss the common obstacles that can disrupt our spiritual well-being, and just get into some practical strategies for cultivating a peaceful and vibrant inner life. We'll be honest about the challenges of navigating the complexities of our inner world, but also celebrate that joy and fulfillment that comes with nurturing a healthy soul. So, what are the key components and ingredients of a healthy soul? The first one is connecting to something larger than yourself, feeling a sense of belonging and purpose, that deep connection, and also inner peace and tranquility, cultivating a sense of calm and stillness within, and finding that meaning and purpose, finding a sense of purpose and direction in life and contributing to something that's so important to the world and impacts you personally. And it's about authenticity and integrity, living a life that aligns with your values and your core beliefs, and just really being mindful and present in the moment and what brings you pleasure and what brings you joy to your spirit, to your soul. And it's about having compassion and empathy and extending that kindness to yourself. Give yourself grace. Have grace for yourself when, you know, you make mistakes. It's okay. You're human. So have that level of compassion and empathy. And focus on gratitude and appreciation for all of the good things in your life, and create self-expression, engaging in activities that allow you to express your true self, mindfulness and presence, being fully present in the moment. Now, there are so many obstacles that can get in the way of having a healthy soul, and I want to talk about it. The first thing is stressed and feeling overwhelmed. Feeling burned out by life's demands and also worries, like you're constantly worried and you have anxiety, that is not good for a healthy soul. And your negative self-talk, the constant streams of critical thoughts and all of those things that you say that aren't positive, that undermines your self-confidence. And lack of purpose, feeling lost or disconnected from a sense of meaning. And also, unresolved trauma, holding on to past hurts and emotional wounds and carrying that resentment, it does not look good on you. And dealing with toxic relationships, being surrounded by negative or unsupportive people. If you are in any form of toxic relationship, protect your peace and limit your communication and interactions as much as possible, and work on removing yourself from that particular environment or from being around those people. Another one is just focusing on materialism, being materialistic, focusing on the external possessions rather than your inner fulfillment. It's about what's on the inside. Yes, it's nice to have nice things and material possessions, but it's about what's deep down, what's on the inside of you. And you have to have practical strategies for cultivating a healthy soul, practicing mindfulness, meditation, cultivating presence and awareness, and just being present in the moment, spending time in nature, connect with the calming energy of your natural world, and engage in creative activities. Express yourself through art, music, writing, or other creative outlets, and practice gratitude. Write down things that you're grateful for and contribute to things that are greater than yourself. Set a time, that quiet time, so that you can have a moment of reflection and just create that space for solitude and introspection. That's so important. And connect with your values. Take that time to identify your core values, what they are, and live a life that aligns with them. Therefore, you feel balance and harmony, and your soul is at peace. Seek out spiritual guidance. Explore different spiritual practices or traditions, and just build and cultivate those meaningful relationships. Connect with people who support you and inspire you to be better in life. Understand that a healthy soul is the foundation for a fulfilling life, and by nurturing our inner selves, we can cultivate a sense of peace, a sense of purpose, and connection that allows us to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and grace. You have to understand the true connection. It's all about that true connection. The connection between your mind, your body, and your soul. It's about balance and harmony and the signs your soul needs for care. And just defining the soul's role in your overall well-being. You have to definitely take the time to nurture your soul. Identify your inner clutter, that emotional baggage and unresolved pain and resentment. And also understand how external influences, they can disrupt your inner peace. So you have to have a good understanding of that so that you can protect your peace and your soul. And patterns and habits that, you know, that are just so draining when it comes to your soul. And there's power of self-reflection, creating a space to understand and be connected and have that level of awareness. You can do this through journaling and meditation practices and listening to your heart, listening to your inner voice, and understand you have to heal those past wounds that you've had. And facing and processing that old pain. It's not always easy, but you have to practice forgiveness for yourself and others, and don't hold on to things that you know, make you angry, the disappointment, the regret, the people that have hurt you. Forgiveness is about you. So you have to forgive so that you can heal and have peace with your soul and understand how to transform that pain into wisdom. And forgiving is not forgetting. Always understand that you can forgive, but don't forget, and understand who and what that was all about. And just always remember that so you don't find yourself in that same situation. Forgiveness is about you, and letting go is about you, and having that inner peace is about you. So forget about them. Forget about who disappointed you, who let you down, who broke your heart. Focus on forgiveness and healing. The future you would definitely thank you and appreciate you for that. And understand that you have to feed your soul daily. It's a daily process. Nourishing those good habits and routine and finding joy in all of the simple pleasures that brings you joy and happiness in life. You have to keep your energy high, a very high vibrational energy, and just have positive people around you with positive energy. And set boundaries to protect your peace. Some people are just so negative and they're so toxic, and sometimes they don't even know it. So it's up to you to don't even feed into them and just be positive and protect your peace and let them be negative Nancy while you're keeping a really good distance and build connection that uplift your soul, align with your purpose, and discover what excites you, what brings your soul alive, and live within your true values, and understand that you want to pursue meaning over perfection and stay grounded. Even during difficult times, develop resilience, focus on your inner strength, your inner calmness, and return to your inner sanctuary when needed to cultivate that level of inner peace. Your soul is your sanctuary, your guide, and the truest reflection of who you are. When you nurture and care for it, every aspect of your life benefits, from your relationships and career to your emotional well-being and spiritual growth, because you are nurturing your soul. A healthy soul is not a destination, but a lifelong practice of tending to your inner world with love, patience, and intention. The more you honor and care for your soul, the more you will see your life flourish from the inside out. What aspect of your soul are you focusing on nurturing? What small step can you take today to cultivate a healthier soul? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, your soul matters. Nurture your inner self and create a life that's truly meaningful and fulfilling. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.